Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Spirit Filled Saturday with Sister Poochie. That is my port name in Chicago, Sister Poochie, Reverend and Pastor Angela McCurdy, if you need to look me up. I am excited about this show. Because I was waiting for God to speak to me about the topic, and I had to wait, and he made me wait all the way up to the show, what he wanted me to focus on, and that is trusting him. There's so many things going on in the world, so much strife. People are being murdered. His children are being kept captive. Everything possible that is happening to God's children. We in America have freedom of religion, and we can believe in who and what we want, but not all places on the earth are like that. And it's for those places we need to, as Christians, be praying over the situation, the violent situation. We as Christians need to be praying and fasting over the situation, bringing it to God, but we can only do that through the Son, who can only do that when the Holy Spirit is given to you. And he said, anyone who believes in me, I will send my Spirit down to comfort you. But we are focused on the wrong thing. We need to be focused on the Word of God. When Jesus himself was sent into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, just so the devil possible way, he always answered every single proposition with the Word of God. This is the most powerful tool that we have as Christians, because when we speak, our words are powerful. Because he spoke, our words are powerful. He spoke this entire universe into existence. He didn't lift a finger, and he made us last. And the reason he made us last was so that we could enjoy the fruits of his labor. Instead, we disobeyed and fell in the first chapter of the Old Testament. Now we move forward to Matthew, and if I'm coming from Matthew 28 chapter, the 16th through the 20th verse, and this is the first book of the New Testament. This is what we should be doing, but we are not doing it, and by not doing it, we are sleeping on the job, and it's the Great Commission. If you're not familiar with it, I will read it now. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the Father and the Son and hold on. In the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age." That was not only a very specific job that he wanted us to do. He wanted us to go out and be so excited about Jesus that we had to tell someone else. That's how we spread the gospel. It's talking. The other part of this, he's saying, I will send my Spirit down to aid you in anything that you have to do that concerns me or concerns my children. We should be teaching people if we feel that they're not on the right track. We have to remember we are not the judge, the jury in the hangar. Jesus has the final say of what happens to you. So, this is something that is something that's working up in my spirit. And I'm going to play a song right now and come back. And I know God is going to birth this out. Wait a minute. He said, hold on for a second. The Great Commission is an honor for us to be invited to do. The Great Commission brings glory to God and Christ only when it is done sincerely. You know, he wants us to baptize people. He wants us to introduce people into his world that don't know him. Because he said every single person is going to hear about me before my second coming. And so he loves you just as you are, but he's trying to nudge you into where you should be. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. And if you don't read it to the end, you don't realize you were given a job. And what are you going to say when asked, how many people did you tell about me and you can't answer anything? That will be a big problem. We should always be confident and know exactly what to say, either directly from the word, from my spirit, and truthfully being honest, because there's no way to fool God. He sees that. He knows that. He knows you. Now he is begging you to know him, to come under his protection. There's no gun, terrorist, radical person that can penetrate the blood of Jesus. It is the strongest through that we have. Plead the blood of Jesus over your life and your comings and your goings. And then go out there and find someone who needs to hear. Jesus is still alive. He knows who you are. He knows who you belong to. And he's here to take you home. No one should be denied hearing that at least once from a Christian several times if you're around several Christians. All right, the first song up on the mic is Break Free by Project Oasis. And here we go.
Again, the four seasons, which be the one you settle in? Look, no settling for sin in this drought, but there's treason. The Israelites wandered through their desert 40 years for a reason. Even Adam and Eve, when tempted and deceived by their serpent at the tree, did eat and was incited into enlightenment. Consequent the fall, evicted out of Eden, but autumn events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanities, the life without God, Jesus Christ the Lord. See, I know this life is hard. Snakes up in your yard, even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot them dead, give them bread and give them shed. And on his head, you could tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the right's liberation.
Yes, Project Oasis with Break Free. Break free in love. Everything we should do, everything that we should contemplate doing needs to be rooted in love. God is love. God is not hatred. God is not, you know, he doesn't remember your past sins once you are given forgiveness by his son and accepting it. That I believe in Christ, so therefore, if I repent of my sins, go forth, I will remember no more what you did. But we have to have that same tenacity today. People over the heads with Bibles and expect them to receive the word. We have to be loving, compassionate, patient, in good cheer when we're talking about the love of our Savior, what he did for us just so we can be set free from bondage. And what are we doing? We're putting ourselves back in bondage. He left us something to do. If you want to heal your land, pray. If you want to heal your neighborhood, pray. Call on his holy name and watch him do the rest. It just takes you falling on your knees, no matter who is watching, no matter who is doubting, no matter who thinks you're crazy. Get on your knees and worship and praise him, and he will change situations. He promised us that. The Bible promises in all things will be ours. But we have to have faith, and on top of faith, we have to trust God and know that everything he does is for the good of his children. And if you are a child of God, give him some praise right now. And if you believe in his son, praise him too. We're getting ready to go to Cocoa Street so we can do a little praising of our own. And this is Sun Rise, S-O-N, Rise. Here we are. Yes, that was Cocoa Street with Sunrise. He made the sun rise after being nailed to a cross and beaten all night. He still rose, and he's still alive. All right, everybody, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. Today is Spiritful Sunday with Sister Pucci. I'm the presiding pastor for the ministry. But at our website, besides our radio shows, we also have our men's and women's ministry, our young adult ministry. If you want to check us out completely, please go to www.jhom.org, and there you'll find a multitude of resources to help you grow spiritually. It's all free. If you feel like making a donation, do. If you don't matter, because God is willing. This ministry belongs to God. And as long as your ministry continues to be about God and not yourself, he will make a way for you to go out and make disciples of others. Bring them back to the shepherd. Go get some more. That's what we have to do. All right. Ooh, Cries of the Lord by the Anointed Poet is a very powerful piece. And I'm going to play it for you right now. I hope you enjoy it. And here we go.
Come to me, are the cries of the Lord. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? If you listen to all that I say, I will bless thee.
Come to me, O lost soul, cries the Lord. But alas, you can't hear me. This is my biggest frustration. Hear my cries of pleading for the souls, for my entire nation. Every day I say to my people who don't believe who they truly are, their confusion turns to anger because of being lost in the world with no car, and they may drive to me where I am and live with me. Yes, they truly can, because I am always near and not far. I need the souls who can hear me. Please rescue my people from my enemy. For I have put you here to do what I need, and when I see what you have done for me, I will truly release blessings in your life. If you are a man alone, I will send you a wife. A woman alone will receive her mate, for that is my destiny for she who will obey my commands and not be too late.
I will give you all.
If you are in need of money, I will give it to you. If you are in need of a place to stay, that is nothing for me to do. For I am the one true living God, the one who created the limitless expanse of the universe. So how hard would it be for me to let you see how richly I will bless you?
The cries of the Lord. Can you hear me?
Hear me?
If you listen to all that I say, I will bless thee.
I will bless thee in every way.
Just put your trust in me, and I will direct your path. You do the math yourself. How many hairs are in your head? Only I know. So how hard do you think it will be for me to show you which way to go? In your business, on your job, in your home and on the road, I will show you how to turn the knob that will open the door to your blessings. So please listen to my cries, and you will hear, my sons and daughters, how to become a seer of those souls I sent to you. And you will begin to do the thing I have called you to. For in the womb I formed you. Before you were born, I knew you. I brought you out and appointed you as a prophet, in order that you may be the map, so the lost souls will find their way. And then they may find me as you have. And they will say, thank you for listening. Now I will begin to repay you for everything you will do and for every time you've remained true. And I will know that you love the lost souls enough to bring them to me and to love them the way that I love you.
These are the cries of the Lord.
Come to me, O lost soul.
These are the cries of the Lord.
I need the souls who can hear me. Come to me, O lost souls.
The Cries of the Lord by the anointed poet Robert Sells. Love that piece. Even while he is crying over how we are acting, his love for us never wavers. He's a faithful, faithful God. What else can you say? When you really see and accept what Christ did to reconcile us back to the Father, you will find yourself speechless as well. That is the, and then he died on Calvary to set you free. And so you would never have to go into bondage under any man or any woman who's teaching the word of God. You have access to the word. You don't, the veil has been ripped. And there used to be a veil that only the high priest can go into and tell God the sins. God would then give them instruction to give to the people. That system was broken. The system was corrupted. That system was perverted. It was just, you know, people were taking things out of context. And God says, I need another way to reach my children. So he sent his son. And he showed us how to walk, talk, react as a Christian. And we have to stop fighting with each other as Christians. We have so many different churches that the theology isn't always the same at every church, but we have to agree to disagree and continue to do our best with what we have interpreted by God, because he can be giving you several assignments at once, and we have to know that he's going to equip you to do all seven of those assignments, because he does not fail. He has never failed, and he has never forgotten about us. All right, next up on the mic is You by Shakir Monique, and here we go. Cry. That was You by Shakir Monique. No one can compare. No one can compare to that love of the Lord that you feel once he has touched your life, once he's in your life. I mean, you actually fall in love with him and he falls in love with you. It's the greatest love that can ever be experienced in a natural way. It has to be spiritual because it's too big to be contained in this world. That's how much God is love. All right. Matthew 28 chapter. Don't I forget. Matthew 28 chapter 16 through the 20th verse talks about the Great Commission. This is what we should be doing while we are waiting on our Savior. There is so much going on in the world. We need to be using the Word of God to combat it. Our words by themselves do not have the power to go against what we're going up against. But we do have to go by what the Word says. And if you're in trouble, say the Word back to them. That's what Jesus did. When the devil tempted him, he used the Word of God. All right. 16 verses, it goes, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But soon some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. He's not going to leave us alone to do this, but he does require that we be ready to do this. All right, next thing, next up on the mic is, you know, I have to have my Gospel House music break. It's a 15-minute break where we do nothing but praise the Lord through music. And it also keeps you focused on what the DJ is trying to say. And the music just gives a little praise. So we're going to go to one of the mixes, a classic mix from DJ Frankie Vibe. And here we go.
You're listening to DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break.
Oh, holy. morning, he's alright.
He's alright.
In the noonday, he's alright.
He's alright.
In the evening, he's alright.
He's alright.
In the midnight hour, he's alright.
He's alright.
He's alright.
What's
the matter with Jesus?
He's alright. He's alright.
Yes, he is.
He's alright.
Yes, he is.
He's alright.
Mix for JHOM from DJ Frankie Vibe. DJ Frankie Vibe has gone on to do bigger and better things in the kingdom, but he left us all of his mixes that he made for the ministry, and we adore him and love him for that generosity that he always displayed. We are so we'll never be too far apart, but with whatever you do, Frankie Vibe, may the Lord bless it, may the Lord keep it, and may the Lord harvest it, a beautiful harvest just for you. All right, everybody, we are rolling down to, wow, just a few minutes left in the show. It goes by so fast when you're really, really enjoying yourself, and I enjoy when you allow me into your eardrums for an hour and let me tell you what God has been saying to me. You know, we talked about the Great Commission is what we should be doing throughout these hard times, using the word of God against the enemy so no weapon formed against you can prosper. But we also need to give God and Christ that quiet time so they can gently speak to us, the soul, through the Holy Spirit. And he will direct our path and make sure that we are kept from harm if we're walking under the protection of the blood of Christ. This is so key because the blood that he shed was so rich in love and protection and provisions that just being poured over you makes you feel that nothing could penetrate you. Nothing. Nothing. He said, "The victory is mine." Wow, I as a pastor, getting speechless on a radio show is not hard for God to do, but, hard for me to contain. But he's keeping me quiet because I've said all I needed to say tonight, and the clock is running down. And I just want to let everyone know that Jesus loves you more than you will ever love him. He died just for you, and we have to give him honor and praise. So we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And the next show that's coming up is going to be the Young Adult for Christ show. DJ Shaheen is now the resident DJ for JHOM, And so he's going to be bringing the music for our other shows. But for Sister Pookie shows, it would be classic Frankie Vibe mixes. Okay, I got that all straight. And DJ Shaheen, congratulations on your elevation within the ministry. You've been with us since day one, everyone. And look at him now. He's the resident DJ for the ministry. Okay, we are going to roll out like we always do, and here we go.